I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Advances by the Sudanese army in North Kordofan state softened fears of an imminent genocide this week. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says genocide fears are tied to a push for Arabization by rebel forces.
At our center, we face great opportunity, and yet it's at a time where there's great need and suffering.
John's group supports church planters in five displacement camps. Humanitarian needs run parallel to ethnic conflict. Amid hardship, hope remains.
Muslims come, they're weeping, and they go, "Why are you doing this? You're not asking anything from us. We know that you're Christian and we're Muslims. Why?" And in that, they see the love of God.
Pray church planters will speak boldly about Jesus. Next, the Iranian regime recently labeled several Christian satellite TV channels as hostile media organizations. One of them is Mohabbat TV, the media branch of the ministry Heart for Iran. Executive Director Edwin Abnous says they already knew the regime's disfavor toward them. The new label can't prevent their 24/7 gospel broadcasting into Iran. However, he expects a drop in communication from those inside the country as people fear repercussions.
We need to make sure that international communities are aware of these unlawful restrictions put on Iranian people.
Those caught reaching out to Mohabbat TV could face prosecution. Abnous says that's because the regime claims that Iranian Christian TV channels favor their enemy, Israel. Pray for Christians in Iran as they deal with increasing government restrictions like this. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join our Gideon's 300 and stand in focused prayer for the Middle East and North Africa. Get weekly resources, connect monthly on Zoom, and lift up 23 nations with believers worldwide. Look for the banner ad to get signed up at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.